Happ earned a degree in journalism at UW-Madison before graduating from the UW Law School in 1998. After spending 10 years as a lawyer in her hometown trying criminal and civil cases, she ran for district attorney in 2008, won, and is now in her second term. Her TV campaign ads feature her tooling around town on her Harley-Davidson motorcycle, promising to be both a tough prosecutor and a champion of women's rights.
Which candidate for attorney general has put murderers behind bars, locked up heroin dealers, and prosecuted domestic abusers? District Attorney Susan Happ.
I've never been afraid of a tough fight, and I won't back down when it comes to protecting Wisconsin women.
I'll stand up to this.
Happ has a tough fight on her hands in this election. Her opponent, Waukesha District Attorney Brad Schimmel, has much more experience as a prosecutor, 24 years compared with Happ's 6. But Happ says the 10 years she spent in private practice included work as a defense attorney, experience she says gives her an important advantage.
It gives me a good balance, you know, between, you know, knowing the defendants who have made mistakes and can be treated in the community, and then knowing those defendants who we just need to incarcerate because we can't safely rehabilitate them in the community. And so I feel like it gives me a great breadth of knowledge.
Like her opponent in the race, Happ has promised to expand the use of drug courts that offer nonviolent drug offenders treatment instead of jail time. She says right now they're saving the state money, but they need more funding.
So you have far, far more participants than you have spaces available. And what we've seen is that too often minorities don't have access to participate in the programs.
Happ says if prosecutors use their discretion more often to refer African-American drug defendants to such courts, it could help reduce the racial disparity in the state's jails and prisons.
Here's the reality. An offender in Milwaukee may not be treated the same with the same set of facts in terms of their case as they are in Waukesha or Jefferson County. We as prosecutors have a lot of discretion to determine who goes into these treatment programs.
But Happ's taken heat from her Republican opponent for promising to use discretion in defending state laws against constitutional challenges. She says her commitment to defending women's rights means she might not defend a controversial state law now being challenged in federal court that requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at local hospitals.
On that one, I would want to take a really hard look at what the legal arguments were made, what the constitutional challenges were, to be quite frank. Personally, I have concerns about restricting women's ability to access health care.
Republican Brad Schimmel says an attorney general has a duty to defend state laws regardless of his or her personal views. That difference between the two candidates may sway some of the undecided voters in this race that polls show is still too close to call. UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden says it's a mirror image of the race for governor.
And I would expect on Election Day, just about everyone who turns out is going to vote a straight ticket from the governor's race on down, certainly through the attorney general's race, if not further than that.
Happ has been forced to defend herself against charges from Schimmel that her office cut a deal in a child sexual assault case because the defendant was buying a house from her. It's an issue that may come up in a statewide televised debate between the two candidates scheduled for this Friday night. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.